Hundreds of thousands of people dream hundreds of thousands of dreams of winning hundreds of thousands, yes, hundreds of thousands of pounds on the football pools. The fools, don't they know you can't win? 'Cause if you win, you lose.
We present Give or Take by Wally K. Daly, starring David Roper and Sharon Deuce, and featuring Bill Owen and Patsy Rowlands.
Annabelle.
Mm.
Nice.
Mm.
Fantastic.
Mm.
Best ever.
Mm.
It's all the practice I've been getting recently.
You're too good to me. I'll do it tomorrow morning, Sam, I promise.
No. You just lie back and luxuriate. I'll go on doing it.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. Yep, I'll make the tea tomorrow morning, the next morning and every morning.
It's gorgeous. Just enough milk, just enough sugar. Perfect.
Of course I am. And don't forget your pill.
Gone. Are you ever going to tell me why?
Why what?
Well, why suddenly a few months back you decided to leap out of bed every morning at the crack of dawn and organise tea and tablets?
Just sharing the responsibility. The least I could do. I get them, you take them. No bawling babies.
But I want bawling babies.
And I want bawling babies as well, but not yet.
Sam.
We said we wouldn't talk about it again.
Oh, but
we did agree, Annabelle.
But, Sam...
Annabelle, we did agree, didn't we? Ah, lovely morning. Yeah, lovely morning. I know what. Let's go out and irritate somebody new.
There's nobody left. You've already irritated everybody in town who's worth irritating.
I'll tell you what. We could go off to the park and throw stale bread at the ducks.
Why not fresh bread?
Well, that hardly hurts them at all. It takes all the fun out of it, fresh bread does.
I thought you liked ducks.
Well, I do. With orange sauce, peas and chips, they're delicious.
What about live ones?
Drive me quackers.
Sam, that's awful.
I do not profess to be a Percy Edwards. Hey, there's another good thing we could do.
What?
We could see if we could find someone with a nice white dog, with a nice long white shaggy coat and short white shaggy legs, and throw sticks into mud patches for it to collect. Shall we do that?
Why are you in such a strange mood this morning?
Strange? Am I really? I thought I was being fairly normal. Saturday tension creeping in, I should imagine.
But I haven't invited Mother this week.
Thank God for that. No, it's not even Rose. Worse, much worse.
Your dad.
Well, not quite that bad, but nearly. Every week, from Wednesday to Saturday, it's murder. Head going round in circles, a mind haunted with hope. Will it happen this week? Is this week it happens? This week, will it happen? Happen, it's this week it happens. I can't eat with worry and I can't sleep with worry.
You eat like a horse and you sleep like a log.
Poetic license. And then what happens? Failure. Always failure. 4 years of striving and struggling and slogging on hopeful, and what have I got to show for it? Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Sam, what are you talking about?
Oh. Haven't you guessed? Football pools.
Football pools?
Yeah. Football pools. It's the same all over the country. A million daydreams crushed to death by reality every Saturday night. The only chance we have got to get out of the squalor snatched away from us. Sans hope, sans teeth and sans eight drawers.
What squalor?
Have you seen the state of the bathroom this morning?
Well, I cleaned the bathroom before you got back from the bank yesterday.
I know you did, but I used it last night. It's not fit for pigs now.
Sam, that's not very nice of you. I was just going to go in there and have a bath.
Oh. Can I come and watch?
No!
Oh, go on, let me. Help to pass the time. I tell you what, I'll clean the bathroom up for you if you come and let me watch.
No!
Why not? We're married, aren't we? We had a vicar and everything.
It's my one and only escape from you.
You don't need to escape from me, I am fantastic.
Nice, and it's relaxing. Lock the door, clothes off, into the bath, eyes shut, relax. Beautiful.
It'd be even more relaxing if you put water in the bath.
I do put water in the bath.
You didn't say so. Lock, frock, into the bath, mincer's clothes, no mention of water.
Well, I do have lots and lots of warm, soapy bath water.
It's the best sort in baths. Hey, if you let me watch, I promise I won't laugh. Honest.
No!
I'll scrub your back.
No.
3 years and 3 days married and I've never seen you in the bath yet.
Bye-bye. You get the paper. I shan't be long.
If you get your toe stuck up the tap, don't expect me to come running to help. gone. I shall find an exceedingly ugly little plumber to do the job. That's what I'll do. Better still, I could get the fire brigade in. That's the answer, yes. They could use their helmets to cover the naughty bits. Oh, come on, Sam. Get up. No more lazing and lounging. OK, Sam, if you insist. What shall we do? Get the paper, like she said? Aye, I suppose so. Shall I come as well? Yes, you might as well. Pass the time till the football results start coming in. Hey, what's the chances, do you think? About the same as usual, I should think. 600 million to 1. About that. Well, that's not so bad then, is it?
Sam, I've forgotten to bring clean towels in. Could you fetch one for me?
Good Lord. I could be on a winning streak after all. Roll on 5 o'clock. Coming, Annabelle.
Dumbarton 2, Dunfermline 2.
Tick.
Tick?
Yes, tick.
Motherwell 4, Clydebank 0. St Johnson 2, Ayr United 1.
Good.
Scottish League Division 2. Cowdenbeath 0, East Fife 2. Queen of the South 3.
Yes, get on with it.
Berwick Rangers 3.
Tick.
Tick.
Yes.
And that brings us to the end of today's football results.
Annabelle, off it. I mean, switch it.
Off.
Yes, yes.
Now for a roundup of today's...
Sam.
Me first, then you. Calm down, Sam. Control. Control, lad. Deep breaths. That's the answer. Yes, deep breaths. Annabelle?
Yes?
Did you post it?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, good. Now you.
How many draws were there? Altogether?
8.
And how many of them have we got? Altogether?
8.
And how much would you think? Altogether?
About 500,000. Give or take the odd thousand.
We've won the
bulls! We've won the bulls! Hey, shh! Not too loud. They'll hear us next door. We've won the bulls! 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 Who can that be?
I don't know.
Window?
Yeah, right.
Don't rustle the net.
Right. It's Mother.
How can she have found out already? We've only just heard ourselves.
Don't be silly. She's just come to visit.
Let's pretend we're out.
Oh, Sam, try to be nice for a change. You know she likes you.
That's what worries me. Why can't she just hate me like a nice, normal mother-in-law?
I'll go and let her in.
Good idea. You let her in, and I'll stand behind the door and trip her up. And don't mention a word about this pools thing.
OK. Hello, Mum. What a lovely surprise.
It took you long enough to open the front door. I was beginning to think you were out.
Isn't Dad with you?
No, he's having a little nap after tea. Oh, Sam!
Sorry, Rose. Nearly got my trousers back on. I've just got to tuck my shirt in.
Oh, Sam!
You're pulling my leg again. Oh, you know, you should treat me with more respect, Sam. After all, I'm your mother-in-law.
Well, we all have our little cross to bear, Rose. But there is no need to keep hitting me over the head with mine.
Sam, you're looking so pale. Are you feeling all right? Annabelle, you must look after him. I told you, his mother said he was very weak as a baby.
Wouldn't worry too much, Rose. You don't find that many really strong babies. She just worried because I didn't have a paper round like the other 2-year-olds in the street.
It's just the excitement, Mum. We've got something to tell you.
We've got nothing to tell her.
Sam!
Don't keep me in suspense. Have you got something to tell me or not? Are you two keeping something from me?
Well, there's obviously no use trying to hide anything from you, Rose. You better sit down. The shock might be too much for you. Go and make a cup of tea, love. Weak and sweet, like the St John's men do.
OK, I won't be long.
Oh, and make your mother a cup as well, will you? Well, I don't know how I can best break this to you, Rose. So I will give it to you straight. We think you're going to be a granny.
Oh, Sam! Sam! Oh, what a lovely, lovely surprise! I'm so pleased! Oh, I've always wanted a little boy in the family.
Well, don't get your hopes up too high. I mean, I can't guarantee we're even having a baby yet. Never mind a proper one with a willy and everything. It might just be wind, for all we know. Anyway, we might be going to London one night next week for some tests.
Why London? Why not let Dr. Clive round the surgery do the toad test?
Because we don't intend to have a toad.
Sam, you know exactly what I mean. Why waste an hour going to London when he's only 5 minutes away?
I can't go to Dr. Clive. He brings me out in a rash. I think I must be allergic to him or something. I'd change him, but he's gone to so much trouble trying to cure the rash that I don't like to. Anyway, this place in London is fantastic. You go into this clinic, pay your pound, give your sample to the nurse, she sticks it in a machine, lights flash, wheels turn, bells ring. 2 minutes. 2 minutes later, a card pops out saying, boy, girl, or too much treacle pudding. It saves all that worry about what colour booties to buy and whether to get a pink potty or a blue one.
If it turns out Annabelle is pregnant, it'll be the nicest bit of news for a long time. After 3 years of waiting, a grandchild all of my own. Oh, Sam. Oh, I'm so excited. I could kiss you. Oh.
Annabelle, come and get her off me. Get off my ribs. Get off. My ribs, throat. Put me down. You must stop taking those happy tablets, Rose. You were going to do me an injury.
Oh, Annabelle, I'm so excited for you. It's lovely news.
It's fantastic, isn't it? I was really surprised when Sam told me how big it could be. Sam did it all by himself, you know. There wasn't a syndicate or anything. 8 sets of drawers and Sam had them all down.
Annabelle!
I've told your mother we may be having a baby.
Oh, Sam, why don't you tell her the truth?
Well, I've told her the truth. It's you I haven't told the truth to, darling.
What haven't you told me?
Ah, well, you were asking this morning why I'd started bringing the tea and tablets up. Well, for the last 3 months, I've been swapping your pills for sugar imitations.
What? You're joking.
No, I am not.
You're not?
Well, I think I'd better go and finish the tea now.
Sam, I think I'd like to talk to you.
I'll leave you two to discuss the layette and what have you.
Sam?
And nothing else, Annabelle. Rich beyond the dreams of Croesus. Rich, rich, rich. Rich beyond the dreams of avarice. Rich, rich, rich. Money galore, no debts anymore. With pound notes we could paper the floor. Rich, rich, rich. Hello? Hello, who's that climbing over the back garden fence? It's not our turn for the burglar. Oh, no. There's only one person who looks over his shoulder in that worried fashion, and that's the one person I could do without today.
No!
There go next year's raspberries. Close the window. Must not look as though he's welcome.
Let me in!
Go away! Go on, I'll set the dog on you.
You haven't got a dog.
We'll buy one.
Open the window, Sam.
What do you want?
That's no way to speak to your father.
I take that with a pinch of salt for a start. How anybody like you could have such a lovely son is beyond me. What do you want, Dad?
It would be a start if you invited me in.
I've lost the key to the back door.
What do you expect me to do, climb through the window?
If you must.
It's very bad for my image, Sam.
All right, then, ta-da. Come and visit again soon. I'll close the window.
No. All right, I'll come in.
Suit yourself.
Well, thanks for helping me, Sam.
That is all right. Think nothing of it, Dad.
My hair's a mess. Where's the mirror? Sam, the key's in the back door.
Well, I never did. Isn't that amazing? It's the only place I didn't look. Still, I wasn't too worried about it. It wasn't locked in any case. Like a cup of tea, Dad?
Why didn't you tell me?
You didn't ask. Anyway, the exercise will do you good. What's all this Douglas Fairbank stuff about anyway? Leaping over fences and climbing through windows. Don't you think you're getting a bit old for that sort of thing?
Old? What are you talking about, old? 47 isn't old.
47? Oh, dear, if you keep dropping years at this rate, I'll soon be your father.
All right, then. All right, if you insist. 49.
Hmm. Well, at least you're getting warm.
49 isn't old, Sam.
Cup of tea?
Thanks, Sam.
Well, what were you up to?
Well, yesterday I just happened to be in the area and I thought I'd make a few calls on the off chance.
You what?
I thought I'd make a few calls on the off chance.
You were selling round here?
Not in your street. In a couple of streets along.
You promised me you would never do your door-to-door bit on this estate. Give me that cup of tea back.
No. No. Sam, I've got to make a living.
Why? And why pick on my neighbours? Go and sell your lavatory bushes somewhere else. I don't want every child in this area looking like me.
I was selling a couple of streets away and I called at this nice little house. You know it? The nice little white house with a pink door, with hydrangeas growing in clumps in the garden.
Forget the commercial. What did she look like?
No, nothing like that, Sam. Well, she was rather nice, but nothing could have been further from my thoughts. Anyway, she said she might be interested in some of the firm's products as a surprise for her husband.
Oh, yes.
But as he was due home any minute, would I call back today when we could have more time to discuss it without the risk of bumping into him and spoiling the surprise?
I'll bet. And?
I called back today and we'd just gone upstairs to the bathroom so I could demonstrate the latest items in our range. When the front door opened and someone walked in and a voice shouted upstairs, "Hello, dear, I popped out for a cup of tea." She whispered, "Oh, it's my husband. He's got rather a jealous disposition. I think you'd better go." And I peeped over the banister and saw this Sherman tank taking his overcoat off.
So how did you manage to get away?
I climbed through the bathroom window and down the drainpipe.
Oh, the last of the great romantics, eh? Down a drainpipe, over a garden fence, to end up climbing early through your son's kitchen window. How did you manage with your hot little samples clutched in your hand?
Good God, me samples. I left them on our dining room table. I've got to get them back. I'll be back in a minute.
You don't have to climb through the window, Dad. The door's up. Oh, well, suit yourself. Senile decay setting in. All that combing his wig has done it, thinning of the skull. I wouldn't mind so much if he didn't comb his moustache as well. There we are. Teacups, sugar, milk, one spoon. Anything else? Yes. Lock the back door. Don't want him to feel too welcome if he comes back. Good. Leave the window open. Don't want him to feel too unwelcome if he comes back. Good. Now to see how the ladies are making out.
Here's our tea at last. We were beginning to think Daddy had got lost.
Do you want this cup of tea, or don't you?
Yes, of course.
Well, not so much of the Daddy bit. And don't go counting your ovaries before they're hatched. She hasn't even been sick in the morning yet, apart from the time I came over to your place for dinner. Here's your tea, pet.
No, thank you.
Pardon?
No, thank you.
Why not?
If my pills were really sugar, who knows what you put into my tea to replace that?
Oh, come on. Let's not be silly about this.
Silly? You interfere with my essential female right of decision regarding the having of a family, and you expect me just to take it lying down?
This is no time to complain about the lack of variety in our sex life. Darling, you'll make your mother blush.
Can't hear what you're saying.
You can't joke your way out of this one, Sam. I'm serious.
You mean you really don't want a cup of tea?
Be serious. All right? I admit I was the one who wanted a baby, but you convinced me we should wait. We're absolutely broke. We've got a giant mortgage. It's 2 years before your bank finals and a decent wage, and on top of all that...
Excuse us, Rose. Let me whisper sweet nothings. Money, 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 money.
Sample case over the fence. Now me. I'm so athletic. So live. Fred, you are fantastic. Sod it. I've ripped me trousers. He left that nail there deliberately, I shouldn't wonder. Locked. He's locked the door. What have I done to deserve a son like him? Sam! Kitchen window still open. No problem. I'll show him. Samples in. Jump up. Rest stomach on ledge. And... Oh!
Money, 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 money.
What are you two whispering about, Sam? Rude to whisper.
You can't use the pools as an excuse.
Shh.
You had no idea about them 3 months ago.
Pools? What pools?
Swimming pools. Yes. Very erotic swimming pools.
Dad! What was that?
Don't know. Better go and check. It might be a burglar.
Well, burglars don't call out.
They do if they're friendly.
Sam!
Saved by the bellow.
Sam, get me down. I'm caught on the catch. The blood's rushing to me head. Get me down.
Hello, Dad. You were quick. Handstand time, is it? Do you know you've ripped your trousers at the back? Bit cheeky, that. I'd do something about it if I was you, when you've finished your handstand, that is.
Sam, get me down this instant.
Pardon? Oh, by the way, we're having our cup of tea in the other room. All right, I'll see you in a minute.
Sam!
Yes, Dad?
You are the most ungrateful, sadistical, degenerate, unsympathetic son that was ever wished upon a suffering father. And furthermore, you have the most twisted sense of humour that it's ever been my misfortune to meet.
I've upset you somehow, haven't I?
Get me down immediately!
Pardon?
If you don't get me down this instant, Sam, I'll cut you off without a penny. I mean it, without a penny.
You haven't got a penny to cut me off without. I'll get you down, all right. But you really must learn to turn the other cheek. You really can't blame me for thinking you're doing whatever you're doing on purpose, can you?
Do I usually do handstands in your kitchen?
Well, that's nothing to go by. You don't usually climb over the back fence until the kitchen window, either.
Get me down!
Right.
Oh! Oh!
There we are. Up you get, see? As good as new. I'd check your hair if I were you. I think you've disturbed the join.
My hair is my own.
Oh, finished paying for it, have you?
Insufferable.
We're having tea in the front room. Rose is here.
Ah, Rose. Oh, well, I will just check the comb, yes. Oh, mirror, mirror on the wall, you get the most fun of all. There we are. Perfect.
Not the moustache.
Just a touch.
Why do you do that? You know how it irritates me.
Because I know how it irritates you.
Call yourself a father.
Call yourself a son.
Let's go and join the ladies.
Good idea.
And keep your hands off Rose. And don't turn your back. Dad's just dropped in to say hello.
Hello, Dad.
Oh, hello, Fred. How nice to see you.
Annabelle, Rose. A grey day is suddenly bright with beauty, pet for Annabelle. Mwah.
Don't turn your back, Dad. Looks as though the moon's come out.
And a peck for Rose. I must drop in more often.
Who would believe that half a minute ago he was hanging upside down by his trousers doing handstands in the kitchen?
Well, we've all got to keep fit somehow, Sam. A little bit of exercise would do you good. Look at Rose. Obviously a healthy mind in a healthy body. You'd never believe she had a daughter Annabelle's age. More like sisters, wouldn't you think?
You don't mean it, Fred.
Oh, I do, you know. Truth is a very inexpensive commodity, Rose. Rose, sun-kissed flower of my art.
If you'll excuse me for a moment, I'm just going to pop into the bathroom and be sick.
The trouble with you, Sam, is you've got no romanticism in you. No sense of beauty. Who could fail to warm to the sight of such loveliness?
Oh, stop it, Fred. Just you wait till you hear their news.
News?
Yes. They're going to have a baby.
Rubbish. No offence, Rose. Is this true?
Well, we're not sure. We haven't been for the tests yet.
What a rotten trick. Turning me into a grandfather at my time of life. You're doing it on purpose to aggravate me. Me, a grandfather. What a thing to happen. Where's the mirror? Oh, God. I can see the lines appearing. Grandfather Baker. Granddad Fred.
Another cup of tea, Mum?
No, thanks, Annabelle. I must be going.
Did you say you were going, Rose? If you like, I'll run you home.
How many yards start are you going to give her?
Sam, for years I wondered why I left your mother. A pleasant person. Not overly affectionate, but pleasant. I mean, I needn't have left. She probably didn't even notice I'd gone for a couple of weeks. I mean, she's from a different moral strata. I never even kissed her until we'd been married for 4 months. And how you ever happened is still beyond me. I've always thought, why did I leave her? And suddenly, just this minute, I realised. I didn't leave to get away from her at all. I left to get away from you.
I love you too, Dad.
Rose, I'll just get me samples from the kitchen.
Shine on, Harvest Moon. Your trousers are ripped.
I suppose you're proud of yourself hurting your father like that.
I can't help it. He asked for it. Why doesn't he grow up?
Why don't you?
Stop being tetchy. You know you'll love me later, so why not love me now?
Never.
Here we are, little petal.
Oh, Fred.
Would you like to come to tea tomorrow, Fred?
Will he be out?
If you're definitely coming, I will be.
Oh, come on, you two, make up.
All right, Dad. I'm sorry if I've gone too far. Let me kiss you on the join in your airpiece to show I love you.
Come along, Rose. See you for tea tomorrow, Annabelle.
You too, Mum, and bring Dad with you.
All right, if he's not having a little nap. Bye.
Bye, Mum.
Why did you have to invite him tomorrow? I'm going to be tense enough already over this pools thing without having to referee Rose and Fred all afternoon. Why tomorrow of all days?
It'll give me someone to talk to.
You got me to talk to?
I'm never going to talk to you again.
What are you talking about?
How could you possibly do such a thing, Sam?
I've always been like that with Dad. He gets on my nerves, I get on his. It's the only thing we have in common. It keeps us friends.
I'm not talking about Fred.
Oh, Rose. Oh, well, I treat her like a real son would. Rude and thoughtless. She loves it.
I'm talking about me. How could you possibly do such a thing? Swapping my pills every day for 3 months. Good morning, darling. Here's your cup of tea and tablet. And I always said, oh, I must get the tea tomorrow, pet. Oh, no, you said. We must always share the responsibilities of contraception. And my share is to make sure you take the pill every day. And what are they? Sugar imitations.
Well, I wanted it to be a surprise.
Oh, yes. I've got something to tell you, darling. You're going to be a mother. So much for Planned Parenthood. I'll never forgive you for this, Sam.
Well, you were the one who always wanted a baby, and I was forever saying, wait, wait, wait. And I realised that, well, I was being a bit selfish. So this seemed the perfect answer. And you got a cup of tea in bed into the bargain.
Thank you very much.
If you are not happy about it, we'll have a check and make sure you're not pregnant. Then he can go back on the proper pill again. And I promise not to mess about with him. Okay?
I don't have to have a check. I'm pregnant.
How do you know?
I've been sick every morning for the last 10 days. I thought it was something in the coffee. I knew I couldn't be pregnant. I'm on the pill.
You're really pregnant? I mean, you really are pregnant? Hey, that's fantastic! A daddy and a millionaire all in one day. Annabelle, I've just thought of something.
What?
It's only 6 o'clock. A whole evening ahead of us. With a bit of luck, something really exciting could happen between now and bedtime.
You've been listening to Give or Take by Wally K. Daly, starring David Roper as Sam and Sharon Deuce as Annabelle, with Patsy Rowlands as Rose and Bill Owen as Fred. And the football results were read by me, Peter Donaldson. The theme music was written by Jim Parker, and the program was produced by John Fawcett Wilson.
Thousands of people dream hundreds of thousands of dreams of getting their hands on a share of the hundreds of thousands they think that you've won on the pools. The fools, don't they know you can't win? 'Cause if they know, you lose. Hundreds of thousands of hundreds of thousands of hundreds of thousands.